Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to episode one of the Appliance Professionals Podcast. We are Oldham County's premier and only appliance repair company. Now, we primarily serve Oldham, Henry, Trimble, Jefferson, and I go up to Carroll every now and then, but all surrounding counties as well. We're based out of Crestwood, Kentucky. We've been here a little over 3.5 years. Just a family-owned business. So I'm the owner. My name's Lamar. And then my wife, Eureka, she's my office manager. And I'm going to have her tell everybody a little more about who she is, what she does, and what her role is with the company. All right, Eureka.
Hello, everyone. So as Lamar stated, I'm the office manager. Most of my background has been in the corporate world doing disability insurance claims and in healthcare IT. So as the office manager for Appliance Professionals, I do all of the scheduling, booking, customer service, parts ordering, any support that Lamar needs when he's out in the field, and any support our customers may need, I provide all of that.
All right. Look, she's being modest, okay? Eureka does it all, all right? I go on jobs a lot of times, and people are like, oh, my goodness, who's that office manager you have? And she's just awesome, you know? And I'm like, well, that's Eureka, you know? She takes pride in helping people. So you're always going to get that friendly voice and somebody who's trying to help you. I mean, there's been times where she's done additional research or called the manufacturer. You know, I don't know, Rick. I think you're kind of shorting yourself. I think you really connect with customers and you're really passionate about what you do. Would that be an accurate statement?
Thanks, Lamar. Yes, I love helping people. That's the core of everything that I really enjoy doing. Finding solutions, letting people know that they have someone supporting them. Because, you know, with appliance issues, it can be scary for customers because there's so much uncertainty. And so I just really try to help people and let them know they're not alone.
All right. So once again, modest. So let me tell you a story. So I was up at a job. This was Northern Kentucky. So I was working. This was a Frigidaire Electrolux, same thing. But anyway, it was a Frigidaire dryer. And I'm working on this dryer for this guy. And he had been working with Eureka and she got him scheduled. And he just thought the world of her. So I finished the job and I'm like, okay, sir, you know, everything's good. I tested it. Here's your bill. And he told me, I say this guy's probably in his 80s. He looks at me, he says, hey, he said, sit down on that couch right there. So, you know, I was like, yes, sir. So I sat down on the couch and then he looked me right in the eye. He said, I'm telling you, he's like, I've run a couple of businesses myself. And he said, if I was still running my business, I would steal Eureka from you. I mean, he was stone-faced, too. He's like, I would steal Eureka from you. He's like, she is just awesome. He's like, I'm telling you, if I was still running my business, she'll be working for me. I said, okay, sir. I said, I understand. I will give her that message. But that's just the kind of feedback I get all day out in the field, which I think is pretty awesome. All right. So as far as I go, I retired from the Army. Well, I started in the Air Force, so I did 4 years in the Air Force, got out and said, hey, I'm never going into the military again. I'm done. I went worked in a factory. This was back in Omaha, Nebraska. And then recruiter found me. He's like, hey, man, you already did 4 years. How about you you join back up? So I signed back up. And then 19 years later, I'm retired with 23 years of military service. Been to a lot of countries, able to help a lot of people. Had a great career, really loved it. And ended up at Fort Knox. So we were living on Fort. How long were we living on Fort Knox?
I want to say only a year.
Okay. So living on Fort Knox for a year. And then I was actually on a job out here right across from the high school. Was that South Oldham? South Oldham High?
Mm-hmm.
But a great customer, and right there behind Burger King. I think everybody knows where that is. But anyway, I'm talking to her, And she's like, well, what are you going to do when you retire? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, we're kind of looking for a place to live. And she's like, man, she's like, Crestwood is just awesome. I said, really? She's like, yeah. She's like, you got any kids in school? I was like, yep, I got elementary. At that time, I had an elementary kid, my youngest daughter, Sabrina. She's like, well, the schools are great. She's like, you need to look up Oldham County. So I did my research. And I called her back and I said, look, I said, I made a decision. She's like, what? I said, I'm moving to Crestwood. I said, I'm not looking anywhere else. So when I met with the realtor, I told her, you need to find me a place in Crestwood. So ended up moving to Crestwood, and probably one of the best decisions ever made. Just a great community, great people. Just awesome. Especially, and great schools. So we love it. I don't know. What do you think about Oldham County? What do you think about Crestwood, Reed?
I love Crestwood. So I was born and raised in Nebraska, you know, Midwest, really low key. And I feel like Oldham County is about as close as I could get to feeling like I'm back at home. I just really love the community, the people, the slower pace. All those things are comforting to me.
Got it. All right. Well, that's just a little bit about us. If you see me out and about, I got the big Ram pickup truck with the Appliance Professionals logo all on it. It's amazing how many people are waving at me at traffic lights, and I'm always waving back. It just shows that got a lot of good customers, a lot of good presence in this area. All right, what else you want to talk about, Rick?
Well, let's talk about, you know, how the previous week went for you. Any wins, any challenges that you may have had? I know the focus of this podcast is just to, you know, let the community know what we're out here doing. Maybe provide useful information and insight for people that may help them. So it's really about the stories of your week.
Yeah, and that's the only reason I'm doing this podcast. I mean, I go into a lot of homes, and I get a lot of questions. And, you know, I got a lot of people that, want to fix things themselves or able to fix things themselves or just have general questions. So hopefully, if anybody has a question or something, you know, you can call me, you can text me, email me, or, I don't know, just ask a question if you see me. And then we'll try to get it on the show so we can answer it for everybody. But yeah, we just want to be a resource. We think there's a lot of questions about appliances, a lot of different brands, pricing, ways you can save money, do preventive maintenance, just all kind of stuff like that. So we just want to be your all appliance resource. We just want to be your all appliance resource and just help out where needed. All right. So let's talk about this last week. So a lot of jobs over this last week. One that particularly sticks out is I had a repeat customer. And we get a lot of repeat customers. Like over the last 6 months, it has just ballooned of how many people have used our service. Well, repeat customers and referrals. How many have used our service or have told somebody else about our service and they called us? So that's a blessing. That's a testament to day in and day out. Just trying to do the right thing, do things the right way. But yeah, I had a customer. Actually, it was in Louisville, and she had a GE fridge I worked on previously. And so I went out there, and this was another GE fridge. So she had one downstairs and one upstairs. So another GE fridge, it wasn't cooling properly. I was able to resolve that for her. But when we got the door, she had this Wolf oven. And, you know, we're approaching cooking season. So she's like, hey, Lamar, can you look at my Wolf oven? I said, okay, what's going on with it? She said that when she bakes something in it, the outside is done, but the inside is not. So I'm like, okay. I said, well, I'll look at it. Let me get the model number and stuff now so I can pull the documentation and to make sure I'm prepared. You know, worst thing I want to do is sit there fumbling around, not being prepared and have the data and information I need to resolve our issue. So did the diagnostic, ended up doing the diagnostic, and found out that there's a heating element on the bake setting that has an inner element and an outer element in it. And the inner element was broken. Like, you know, it wasn't continuous, because a heating element is just a continuous like loop, and the heat goes from one side. I mean, electricity goes from one side to the other. So that was broken. Ended up, you know, pulling that out, showing it to her. Because what I try to do is when I pull something out, I want to show the customer. I'm like, hey, look, this is exactly what's going on. Here's the logic behind it. This is how we're going to fix it. Ended up fixing it. And she was, man, very happy, because she said she has family coming in town, I guess, for a wedding. And so that just made my day. So ended up, she went ahead and paid the bill. And then I got down the road, and about 30 minutes later, I got another message, and she had given us a $30 tip on top of her bill, which I mean, like, that was just awesome. You know, she really appreciated the level of service I gave her. And a big thing with her, the reason why it really was a win is because she always had appointments or something that she needed, like, an exact appointment. You know, she's like, I need you here at 8 o'clock. And so I'm like, okay, look, I'm retired military. I ain't got no problem being on time. So I show up at 8 o'clock, you know. So the second time, she's like, I need you here at 8. I got to do something with my mom. I said, okay. So I showed up at 8. You know, I was like, those are simple things, but to people, it makes a real big difference. So that was kind of cool. Now, with every great job, there's always a job that challenges you. So I had one. It was a Frigidaire refrigerator. No, I'm sorry. This was a KitchenAid refrigerator. And if anybody knows about these new KitchenAid refrigerators, if you ever seen a repair guy inside of these things, let me tell you, it is no joke. Okay. Now, how did I get this job? Well, another service provider went out there. And long story short, he was there like 3.5 to 4 hours. And he said he couldn't get the shelves out. Like, he's like, I tried everything in my power to get these shelves out. Well, come to find out, in order to get these shelves out, you really have to remove doors and take out a lot of other stuff, and it's just a fiasco. So anyway, went out there to this refrigerator, found out the door gasket was ripped, so that was warm air coming inside the unit. Ended up replacing the door gasket. The back wall was frozen over, so ended up defrosting the back wall, clearing the drain. Got the temperatures down in the refrigerator section to where they needed to be. Man, this thing lasted about 3-4 days, and temperatures started rising again. So this is a case where had to reach out to Whirlpool for, KitchenAid's made by Whirlpool. So reach out to Whirlpool for service bulletins. They didn't have any. Went to my appliance network. They gave me some good information and some troubleshooting steps. So I'm going to end up going back out there to the customer, looking at it again, or giving them a refund, because our process is, you know, we're here to fix your problem. So, you know, if it's taking too long or it's not to your satisfaction, then you have two options. You know, let me come out there and work on it some more to get it where it needs to be, or I'm going to refund you your money so you can, you know, go with some other options. But that's always on the table. Okay. All right. I know I talk a lot. I'm babbling. But all right, Rick, what's next?
I just want to chime in. So refrigerators and refrigeration is really Lamar's passion. And so he wants to figure out what's going on and resolve the issue in a timely manner. He really puts a lot of effort. Well, into everything he puts effort, but especially the refrigerators, because it's such an important component to running a household, right?
It really is.
You need your food cooling. You need things frozen. You need to be able to have access to everything. You don't realize how important it is to have your fridge running until you don't have it running. So, yeah, it happens occasionally where some things are just tougher, you know, than most, and you just navigate through that and pivot and figure out what your options are going to be to make a plan to move forward.
All right. So I feel like we're talking to the audience. I'm trying to talk to you. I'm just saying. All right. So anyway, yeah, so those, I guess that'd be my plus and my minus for the week. But yeah, we're going to figure out, make it right, take care of people. Luckily, this customer had another fridge in the garage, so it's not like we're losing food. When you start dealing with losing food, that's a whole different ball game. All right, Rick, let's talk about some tools.
Yeah, so I understand you like to use like gadgets and technology because your background is in IT. That's what you did in the Army for some of your career. So you're always looking for the latest gadget and tool that can help you innovate and be smarter and faster and better. So tell me about some of your favorite or one of your favorite tools.
So let me tell you something. Number one, I'm big on tools, right? I'm big on processes, efficiency, things that make our life easier. So before I even get into that, one of the stories that came to my mind, and I don't know if you remember this one, because you can probably tell it better than anybody. Yeah, I'm catching you off guard. So you were telling me about one day you were at Marcon, picking up some parts, and there was a guy at the counter who was working on a GE dishwasher.
Yes.
And he like was totally against paying GE for any type of additional tools or support that would really make his life easier and help provide a better experience and repair process for the customer. Can you tell me about that conversation?
Yes, I remember. So GE has a tool that they make, and for most appliances that are made after 2013, you can plug this tool up into that appliance and run a full diagnostic. You can also update software, do multiple things for appliances. And so the technician was talking to the salesperson at the counter. He was saying, I'm working on a dishwasher. I've replaced the board. I've replaced the wiring harness. I've replaced, you know, all these components. It's still not working properly. And the gentleman at the counter is telling him, you probably need to update the software on that unit because no matter how many of these components you replace, if you don't update the software, it's not going to resolve the issue. And, you know, there's a cost to getting a tool and there's a subscription that you pay monthly for that access to everything that comes with it. And he's like just refusing to pay that money to have that tool and to have access to that support. But he's not realizing that he's losing money, you know, by not investing in himself to get the tools and the technology.
Yeah, so I found it funny. So the funniest part to me was this repair guy was like on his third control board to try to fix this machine. And he's sitting there at the counter, you know, pretty much telling the Marcon representative, you know, how he's not going to spend the money to get the tools to really drill down on what the issue is and to solve the problem. And so the Marcon rep at the counter, like, he wasn't hearing any of that. The only thing he heard and his response to the guy was, he's like, well, I don't care what you do, but we ain't taking these control boards back. So he's like, don't be trying to return this stuff. You need to get you some better troubleshooting skills. So, yes, that's what it comes down to. So what Eureka's talking about is, you know, GE is one of the brands that allow appliance companies like myself. And don't get me wrong, I got to purchase the hardware and I got to pay for the monthly subscription, the downloads, all that stuff. But it gives me something that I can come to you and work on your products and have a much higher accuracy rate for what the true issue is. In addition to that, I have data, right? So let's talk through this. So for instance, I had a customer who had a GE fridge that was icing up in the fresh food section, okay? Traditionally, I would go there, kind of evaluate, think to my mind, process-wise, okay, ice. Maybe the defrost heater wasn't working. Okay, maybe the fan wasn't pushing air right. Okay, what's going on, you know? And then you automatically go into next steps of, okay, what parts do I got to replace, stuff like that. Well, this time is a little different. I was able to plug my tool in, and my tool told me. He said, this refrigerator, this door has been open for 12 hours in the last 24 hours, okay? So then automatically what that meant was all that outside air and humidity was getting in the fridge. It froze that back wall up. You know, it's kind of like your car, right? like in the wintertime, okay? If you have a block of ice in your back window, no matter how much you turn that defrost heater on, you're not going to be able to get that window clear until you at least scrape one or two levels off of it. And the refrigerator works the exact same way, right? So you get all this ice and stuff on the back wall from that door being open. You got to get that off or the defrost heater is never going to be able to get through it. And so once I was able to show that to the customer, I said, oh, ma'am, look. I said, this is the problem. I said, has somebody left this door open that you know of? And she said, oh, she said, my son's autistic. And she's like, sometimes he'll leave stuff, you know, like the door's open and we'll catch it and close it. And she said, we must have missed it. So I ended up defrosting that back wall. And that was like 9 months ago. And she hasn't had a problem since. So that's like an example of what the tool can do for you. And there's a lot of other things, especially on the GE dishwashers. So, Eureka, can you tell me what you tell customers when they call and say, I have a GE dishwasher that turned off, it non-responsive, I unplugged it, it worked, then it became non-responsive again, so I unplugged it, plugged it back in, it worked, then it became non-responsive again, and now it won't come back on. What do you tell them?
Well, the first thing I tell them is to not flip the breaker, not unplug it and plug it back in, because doing that over and over again will fry that board. And I get them on the schedule right away and I let them know we're going to do a full diagnostic on the unit. But a lot of people think if there's no power to it, if it's not turning on, your first instinct is, oh, let me go out to the garage or wherever and flip the breaker. And that's the wrong thing to do because, again, if you do it too many times, the board will be fried.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here's my public service announcement to my Oldham County great customers. If you're sitting there watching the football game and all of a sudden you hear some beeping noise in your kitchen and then you go in the kitchen and you walk by your GE dishwasher and it beeps at you again, I'm telling you, that is step one of an electrical problem that is a known issue. And so let's do some intervention. At that point in time, call appliance professionals. Let us come and do an upgrade because there's a logic error, right? So in that board, the logic error is that the board is being told that there's an overcurrent coming to it. So it shuts down the whole system. So then you go, you unplug it, plug it back in, kill the circuit, turn it back on. Okay, and you get it to work. You're like, oh, this is perfect. Well, it's going to happen again. Okay, so you're going to do the same thing. At some point, you're just going to fry the boards, right? So what you have at that point is a decision. Do I want to pay like upwards to, you know, between $400 to $600 for all these new boards and labor? Or do I want to pay a much cheaper price to just have the software updated and fix the logic and go along and be washing dishes, you know, by that afternoon? That's what it really comes down to. All right, so that's the benefit of the tools. There's a lot of other tools that we'll talk about in future episodes, but this is definitely, because I know we're in GE country, right? A lot of calls I get are for GE products, and it's not because they're bad products. It's because a lot of people here buy GE. So percentage-wise, I'm going to get more calls. No, sorry, not percentage-wise. Numbers-wise, I'm going to get more calls for GE, although it may be lower percentage-wise. Man, I got so much stuff to talk about, but we're getting close to that 30-minute mark. We're already at 24 minutes. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to talk about, Rick? We'll talk about the networking stuff next meeting. I'm good for now.
Well, I'm really just excited to be doing this with you. This is just another extension of what we do. Husband and wife working together, it's challenging at times, but it's really fun. Hey.
Wait a minute.
We have a lot of fun, and our family knows that this appliance repair business, you know, it's a humongous part of our lives, and we're really interested in it. We enjoy it. And so this podcast is really going to be an extension of that, and we hope to be able to expand within the community, help people, reach out to people, because there's a lot of people that don't know that we exist. And so I think this is going to be a good thing.
All right. So the next episode that we have, I'm going to talk about appliance home warranties, or home warranties in general, but mainly talk about the appliance coverage of these home warranties. So when I'm in houses, that's a lot of questions. A lot of questions I get surround, hey, you know, either I have a warranty, I had a warranty, I'm thinking about getting a warranty. What do you recommend? So here's what I'm going to tell you. I have worked with most of the home warranty companies. I've been a service technician for them, like signed up with them, or I've done a job for a customer where the warranty company said, hey, you know, we don't have anybody in your area, so find somebody, you know, you pay out of pocket and we'll reimburse you. So after 3.5 years of dealing with these warranty companies, I know the pros and cons, inside and out. I can tell you what you're getting into, who you're getting into it with, which ones. I put them in categories, right? I have the ones that I call above the line. So above the line means like these are the companies that are, bam, knocking out the park, doing the right thing, have the best providers. Then you got the middle tier. These are the ones that, every 6 out of 10 claims they get it right. You know, but 4 out of 10, they're going to just screw it all up. You know, they may have mid-tier providers. Customer service is kind of hit or miss. And then, I got below the line. These are the jokers where, heck, the mafia won't even touch them. <He's> like, these are the ones that I'm telling you to run from and run fast. And they're usually the cheapest. You know, they'll rope you into a 5-year plan and won't cover anything. So, yeah, I'm going to go behind the scenes and kind of lay it out to you. And if you have one of these companies, I hope you quickly reevaluate your decision, you know, for the ones that are below the line. You know, but if you have a mid and top tier, you're probably in good hands. You know, you probably want to go back and see how well they treated you, whether they're covering things and, you know, and maybe even if they don't cover your appliances, they may have covered your HVAC or something that's catastrophic. Because worst thing you want to do is come out, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 on any type of repair with a home warranty company. And you're like, man, I've been paying these guys all along. I still got to come out of pocket. You know, you want it. You pay your monthly payment. And when it's time to cash in your chips, you know, they're able to give you what you're owed. All right. So other than that, yeah, that really sums it up for this week. I'm looking forward to any of your feedback. If there's anything you want me to talk about, anything we can do better. Like I said, this is our first episode, so this is pretty much our baseline, and I definitely want to share good stuff with you and keep you informed of what we're doing in the community. Also, next episode, we'll be talking a little bit about community service and some of the groups that we're a part of and things we want to do in the county. So if you or anyone else you know needs to book an appointment, you can book us online 24/7, www.appliancepro2u.com. I'll add that on to the audio file that we send out. And anything else, Eureka, before we go?
Nope, that's it for me. See you all next week.
All right, y'all have a good one. See you next episode. Appliance professionals serving Oldham, Trimble, Henry, Jefferson, and all surrounding counties.